Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. The cold days and nights of winter are here, and everyone here at Natives in Harmony is definitely looking ahead to 2025. Our plants are all tucked away in their winter homes, and we are full into the seed cleaning stage of our year. Many of you may not realize that we do all the seed cleaning, conditioning, and growing in-house here at the nursery. Our seeds are hand-collected, hand-cleaned, and hand-sown to ensure the best quality plants. Once our seed is cleaned, we condition it so it's ready to sow for the next season. You know, each species has its own set of conditioning requirements in order to get the seed to germinate. Some species must be kept cold and moist. Some need to be cold and dry, while others have no germination prerequisites. Once the seed is ready to come out of conditioning, which can be anywhere from 30 to 120 days, the seeds will be sown into open flats. And then once the seedlings are mature enough, they're transferred into 2.5-inch plug pots that are a perfect size for planting right in the ground. In the upcoming year, Natives in Harmony is going to continue to go to great lengths to make certain that all the genetics of our native seedlings are sourced as locally as possible. The reason for this is to ensure that the plants we grow here are genetically adapted to the region's geology and climate, and to guarantee that the genetic material that will be shared by these plants is not from so far away as to alter the genetics of existing vegetation. This is no small feat, but we're doing our best. And I'm excited that Natives in Harmony can not only help the plants and environments they're planted in, but our clients as well. This year we had orders coming from all across Ohio, and one similarity we have seen is that more land management organizations, more schools, more individuals are looking for locally sourced plants. We're excited to see these changes, and we will continue to do our best to grow healthy plants that will help all of you create functioning, sustainable ecosystems. Now, there's a concept. You may be wondering what I mean by sustainable. Following sustainable practices shouldn't just be a trend, it should be a lifestyle choice. I think it's important for today and for future generations. Sustainable living refers to actions that minimize our use or overuse of non-renewable resources. And there are many ways that you can make your landscape more sustainable. I have 10 ideas to help you get started. Number one, improve your landscape with plants. Whether they're trees, shrubs, flowers, or lawns, they're all critical to our urban and suburban communities. After all, this is all about plants and the positive benefits they bring. Idea two, if you have a patio, deck, or rooftop space for your outdoor living area, grow plants in containers. Grow flowers that attract and feed pollinators. You can even grow vegetables or herbs in pots. You can use potted plants for privacy screens. Number three, when you mow, leave the clippings on the lawn. That's a practice called grass cycling. Those clippings decay very rapidly, and they release nutrients that can be reused by your lawn. In addition, you can also mulch light layers of leaves into the lawn and use heavier leaf coverings as mulch around your plants. Number four, conserve water by collecting roof runoff in a rain barrel, and use this to water your plants in your pots or your flower beds. Now, my husband helped me out a lot with that idea by purchasing a pump and hooking this little pump that's battery operated to my rain barrels. And that way I get a lot better draw on the rain barrel and can use my sprinkler and get more water out at a time. Give it a try. It works really well. Number five, protect runoff water from plant debris and fertilizer nutrients. Leaves, grass clippings, and fertilizers all contain nutrients that can damage streams and ponds if not managed properly. Number six, Encourage the use of reclaimed water by using sanitized sewage water for irrigation of landscapes. This is a great water conserving practice because it greatly reduces the need to use our potable water or well water for irrigation. Number 7, use fertilizers and pest controls very, very judiciously. When using such products, follow the label instructions and be careful about making sure you understand it completely. And understand the products that you're using, make sure that they are the effective product for the task at hand. Number 8, if you have plants in your landscape that pose problems, replace them. Don't keep babying something if it's not thriving. Your landscape will change with time anyway. And if you have a problem with a part of it and it requires extra water or pest control or labor year after year, maybe it's time to replace it and put in something like a native plant that's going to thrive without any assistance. Number 9, create a habitat for wildlife by adding native plants to create multiple levels of foliage and flowers. This is something that many people call layering. And you can do this by using species that are attractive to pollinators, and you can create a little mini wildlife refuge. Pollinators, birds, small animals all love habitats where trees, shrubs, and grasses create food and shelter. And everything isn't all the same height. Different pollinators like plants that are different heights. And then number 10, finally, just enjoy. Enjoy that space you've created. Sustainability is about personal health. Make your landscape a functional part of your life. Encourage family exercise and outdoor activities. Entertain and relax in your outdoor living space. All things that you should think about this winter while you're sitting in the house wishing you could be outside. I hope you've enjoyed my program today, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with more thoughts on In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.